If you're wasting time reading this instead of fumigating your house and property for coronavirus, you must be one of the countless many who are reassured that the epidemic coming to town or neighbor near you is in good hands with the new pandemic czar, the Veep, the man himself, Mike Pence. Sure, he fought the remedies for HIV back when he was the gov of Indiana, but that was more about morality and biblical teachings than it was hardcore science. Mike, in hindsight, probably wishes he'd read the tea leaves of public opinion a bit earlier, but it was Indiana, so come on, let's cut him some slack. I did notice, however, the Prez didn't call him the pandemic czar. That was me. In fact, he's not really sure this coronavirus, even if he could remember the name correctly, was the real McCoy. Might get worse, might not, who knows. But, just in case, he brought in the big dog, Mike. If things go wrong, if things do get worse, if this cold or whatever it is starts killing people, especially people in this country, well, you can't blame Donald. No, he put his second command in charge. The buck will stop there. Sure, the Center for Disease Control stated unequivocally the virus was coming. Sooner, later, who knows, but it was definitely coming. The president, thinking like his Medal of Freedom recipient Rush Limbaugh, that this was just another hoax by the media and the leftist, claimed this was the same as that Russian interference stuff. Pandemic? They don't think so. Fake news? There you go. Mike stated today that the risk was really pretty low for this colon virus, or whatever the scientists are calling it. No need for panic. Not much to be afraid of. He's meeting with Congress, and they'll work out the details for a budget. That doesn't make you afraid. Nothing will until bodies are being tossed in corpse carts for incineration down at the crematoriums for the diseased. But me? Why worry? Pence and his task force have the situation well in hand. You know, if they're right about Rush and his Chicken Little theory.